Hi, everybody. If you haven't signed in, we need one more person. Please come sign in. Did you do your duty and email your colleagues? I just did. We're going to go ahead and start the meeting, though. What we can do is begin with announcements before we do anything that requires voting and so on. So, we're not projecting here. So welcome. Hi, it's nice to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Let's begin with announcements. Does anyone have any announcements? Administrative reports? I don't know if I've ever seen one, or memorials. If you would, just say your name and you're welcome to begin.
My name is Paul Drew, and my announcement has to do with the IT situation in Queen's Hall. We definitely need the full-time IT employee there, and because, for example, today many of the rooms, classrooms, largely of class, the students are frustrated seeing the professors unable to teach because the IT is not working in the classroom. And we have to fill a ticket, they don't have body on hand. So by the time the ticket is booked into, it will be made faster. So definitely urgent that we get an IT person in Queen's Hall, please.
Who's got it for him?
Excellent. Thank you so much. I don't have the roster in front of me. The Senate does have a committee on academic technology, so if there's any senators who serve on that committee, you might speak with them after and consider ways of talking to ITS about getting, you said, support at Queen's Hall. I'm sure all of us have our IT stories. I could go on for a while. Thank you. I see we do have a quorum, so we're going to pause on the announcements, go back to approve our agenda, and then we'll come back and I'll ask if there are any other announcements or memorial reports. First item, thank you for being here, welcome, we have a quorum. First item of business, the approval of the agenda. Does anyone want to add anything to the agenda? Is there any mistakes we see? Any other business? I will ask for unanimous consent if I don't see any additions. Okay, seeing none, we'll approve the agenda. Next is the approval of the Academic Senate meeting minutes from our last meeting, November 14th, which were emailed to you. Are there any corrections to those? Any objections? Any changes to be made to our minutes from last time? If not, I will ask for unanimous consent. I should have done that first. Seeing no objections, we'll approve those. And then next, announcements, administrative reports, and memorials. We had one announcement. Are there other announcements? All the holiday parties done already? Okay. I have a few announcements to make. It wouldn't be an Academic Senate meeting if I didn't read some numbers to you. Let's see. I'll say three things. First off is just a general one. Just a reminder that this is a public meeting under New York State's open meetings laws. We are recording this meeting on audio, but it's also permissible to record video, et cetera. So just a reminder, it's an open meeting, open to the public. Anyone can come, and as such, it can be recorded. I have two announcements to make on behalf of the Senate's Executive Committee. As you will likely recall from last month, the month before, and the month before, the Executive Committee is empowered to act on behalf of the Senate in between Senate meetings. When it does so, it's my duty to announce those decisions to the Senate. And if any senator objects to those decisions, he or she or they may rise and object, and then we will discuss the business, debate the business on the floor. So the first item that the Executive Committee acted on at our last meeting was a course numbering change. We changed the course number of psychology 730.08 to psychology 737. This is applications of behavior analysis. The reasoning escapes me, but I think it probably had to do with the course log. So, are there any objections to the Executive Committee's decision to change psych 730.08 to 737? Looking at my friends from psychology. Seeing none, okay, we'll move on. The second announcement is that the nominating committee, I believe, which I'm on, so I'll take blame for it, made a mistake. In the nominating committee report from last time, we included Mitchell Crew's name to fill a vacant seat on the Undergraduate Admissions and Reentry Standards Committee, and we learned later that he was ineligible for that seat. So the executive committee vacated that seat, leaving a vacant faculty seat on the Undergraduate Admissions and Reentry Standards Committee. Are there any objections or discussion or questions about that? Okay, excellent. Thank you. Those are all my announcements. Moving on, are there any special motions?
No, not now.
None. Sorry, I don't ask you. I'm supposed to know that. Committee reports. Is there a report from the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee? Our colleague Kim.
Ken Lord, Computer Science, and Chair of the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee. I'd like to move the minutes of November 14, 2024, and ask for unanimous consent.
Thank you, Ken. Are there any objections? Discussion? Okay, seeing none, the minutes are adopted. Thank you, and thanks to the committee. Is there a report from the Graduate Curriculum Committee?
David Lundy, Biology, and Chair of GCC, I'd like to move unanimous consent to approve the minutes of the November 6th meeting.
Thank you. Are there any objections or discussion? Okay, seeing none, the minutes are adopted. Thank you, and thanks to the committee for its work. And is there a nominating committee report?
Do I need to read the report?
Move the motion.
You just move it. You can ask consent.
I move that the Senate adopt the nominating report. And I ask for unanimous consent.
Kat helpfully tells me what page things are, and I don't. Yeah, no. 60.
It's just two people.
It is just two people, I know, Dave. I'm trying to...
Yep.
Want to be transparent as possible. Okay, so here's the nominating committee report. We send this out a little bit later than the other materials, so it's important to me to project it because we got the nice new projector. There's a motion asked for unanimous consent by Sarah Kislewski from Philosophy and member of the nominating committee. Are there any objections to these two names? Okay, seeing none, the report is adopted. Thank you. And next, do we have a report from the subcommittee on honorary degrees?
I am the chair of the Honorary Degrees Committee, and I have the great news to present to you that we are nominating to receive an honorary degree one candidate. The first one is Brent Staples, and the information is on the screen. I only want to tell you very briefly his description. He is a person who promotes diversity and inclusion, and he's a writer for the New York Times who has very diverse background, and his presentations are very consistent, and his views are very consistent with the values that we represent here at Fulk College. Through his professional work and personal journey, Brent Staples embodies the values of diversity, equity, and inclusion, his advocacy for higher education, including our Queen College, is invested along a line with Queen College's motto, "We learn so we may serve." I strongly recommend him on behalf of the subcommittee, and I look for unanimous consent to his nomination. I am able to answer any question if you have questions.
Offer for unanimous consent.
Thank you, Heifer. We'll take that as a motion for unanimous consent to accept the subcommittee's name. Are there any questions or discussion, debate? Seeing none, we'll adopt the report. Thank you so much, and thank you to that committee's work. Looking forward to graduation already, if we make it through the next. Old business, nominations at nominating committee. We could do something really funny because there's not a ton of students here. Is there a nomination for the student seat to the nominating committee from Arts and Humanities? Okay, no. Is there a nomination for the nominating committee for student seat for education? All right, we're going to pick this back up again next time we meet. There's no new business, so we'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you again so much for being here. Best of luck. I had a whole speech ready for the students. Best of luck at your finals. Best of luck at your grading. Have a safe holiday, and we'll see you in the spring.
Great. By one vote, we did it.
We did it.
One vote.